And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 18th of December, 2016. It's the birthday of the painter Paul Klee, born near Bern, Switzerland, 1879, went off to Munich, became part of a group of expressionist artists known as Die Blaue Reiter, the Blue Rider Group. He made drawings that he described as taking a line for a walk, often featuring blocks of color behind spare figures, spidery lines, and little squiggles. Paul Klee, who said art should be like a holiday, something to give a man the opportunity to see things differently and to change his point of view. It's the birthday of Fletcher Henderson, the jazz pianist, born Cuthbert, Georgia, 1897. Best known to us as a jazz arranger, he made arrangements that emphasized the horns and left room for improvised solos between the arranged passages. It was a new sound for big band jazz. It's the birthday of Charles Wesley, Epworth, England, 1707. He and his brother John Wesley, founders of Methodism. They came over to America on a mission to Georgia. It was a big failure. Went back home. It was a miserable voyage. And once Charles Wesley got back to England, he had the great religious awakening that he had been waiting for. And a few days later, John Wesley had one too. And they set out around the countryside on horseback, preaching to coal miners, prison inmates, to anybody who would gather in the open air to see them. And Charles Wesley set out to write hymns. He admired the Moravians for their hymn-singing tradition, and Charles Wesley wrote his hymns to be sung by anybody out in the open air. He wrote, "O for a thousand tongues to sing." He wrote, "Hark the herald angels sing," and hundreds of others. It's the birthday of the short story writer Saki, born Hector Hugh Munro in Burma, a British colony at the time in 1870, who wrote short stories satirizing upper-class Edwardian society, the society that he had been raised in. Saki, who was killed in 1916 in World War I by a German sniper. Apparently his last words were, "Put that bloody cigarette out." Here's a poem by Grace Paley, The Immigrant Story. One day in my family's life, I entered the English language D's and T's in my teeth, S's steaming. I elongated I's, lost a few R's, including them where they weren't wanted. I often stationed a preposition at the end of a sentence. This was to guard against aggrieved inflection. Much to my surprise, strangers understood me. I continued talking. I was brazen. I said, "Everywhere I go, there are verbs that are doing nothing. It has been years since certain nouns were referred to by their right names. I must ask a sad question. Will the laws of entropy operate in spite of strictness? Is there a literature that chants the disappearance of tongues?" A poem by Grace Paley, The Immigrant Story, from Begin Again, published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.